And the two together are called my...
Your feet.
Okay. Some of these look real ridiculous, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, dude.
Now, these, I want to ask you about the colors. Can you see those all right?
I can see that red.
All right, this is red. This is...
I don't know what you'd call that, yellow night or something. Pale.
Okay. This is...
Blue.
This is...
Peach, I reckon. I don't know what you call that. Blue, and I don't know what you call that in Utah.
All right. This color here is
right here.
This one.
Oh, green.
How about this one?
That's purple.
How about this one?
Is that black? Looks like it's black to me.
How about this one?
That's white.
How about this one?
That's tan, kind of a tan. I have so many new colors now, I don't even know.
I know, I'm the same way. This one over here.
And that's gray.
This one?
That's green, and gray and green.
This one?
Green. I reckon that you might call it a tan. It looks like more like a tan than a gray.
All right. How about that one?
And that's tan too. It seems. Oh, green.
This one.
And that's lavender. Is it in the purple?
And this one.
That's a green too. So many shades.
All right. Now. Here's some diagrams. What time does that clock say?
Sometimes I have this 50 minutes to 5 o'clock.
What do you call this? Do you have a name for that?
Stool.
All right. It's what a carpenter uses.
It's a thing to work on, work bench. That's what they call it. That's what they used to tell me. Work benches.
Okay. Now, this thing here, this device here, you put a log in and saw it. Do you have a word for that?
No, I don't know what you call that. I've never been around some logs.
This is the thing you put a baby in?
That's a baby carriage. Yeah, we had a pretty baby carriage. Finally, we sold it.
All right. Now, if you put the baby in there and you were going to push him about, you might say you were going to what the baby?
Going to push the baby, going to carry the baby to ride.
All righty. Look, you're almost through.
Thank the Lord.
What do you call it when a person goes across the field this way from one corner to the...
Perpendicular? What do you call that?
Would you say anti-godling, catty-corner?
Catty-corner. That's what it is. That's what I was trying to think of. Catty-corner.
When two houses are opposing each other face-to-face across the road, what do you say? That the houses are what from each other? Anti-godling, canty-cornered, crossways?
They're crossways, aren't they? I can't tell from houses like that. But it is across the road, at the top.
All right, do you have a word for these that are...
That's kind of... No, I don't know what you'd call that. It's not right across. I don't know what you call it.
All right. Fine. Well, that's all, except for one that we said we were coming, one or two we said we'd come back to. Now, somebody who's elderly and gets around very well and does things very well, you say that woman is very?
I know what it is.
Let me get
it. She's very spry.
All right. When a person is very stingy and he won't spend any money, you say that person is really?
Tight.
All right.
And I'm pretty tight myself.
And what would you call that person? You'd say he is a tightwad, or?
Mm-hmm, tightwad. That's what I've heard him call.
All right.
Yeah, I've seen him being tightwad, so.
Have you thought of the name of that bird that pecks on a tree yet?
Pecker, woodpecker.
Woodpecker?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the things that hold, that go over the shoulders and hold up a pair of trousers?
Oh, hold up the shoulders and galluses.
All righty. I think that's all. Oh, when robins, blue jays, and sparrows are all what?
Are all birds.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Glad I don't have to go to college.